leading up to the great sporting events 2026.
Welcome to listening to the new English language radio news bulletin dedicated to the major sporting events of 2026, brought to you by Radio Club 103 Dolomiti and Radio Pew, the Agordino radio station.
Paralympics, Stefani welcomes athletes. At the opening ceremony of the Milan Cortina 2026 Winter Paralympic Games, Veneto Region President Alberto Stefani said the Paralympics celebrate the will to live and the courage of people who have overcome countless obstacles. He welcomed the 655 athletes competing in 79 events, calling them champions of sport and life, and inviting everyone to watch the competitions, symbols of determination and inclusion. Paralympic mural inaugurated in Cortina. The Paralympic mural was officially unveiled at the Paralympic Village in Cortina. The artwork celebrates the IPC UNESCO Paris 2024 Call to Action, a roadmap encouraging governments and stakeholders to increase investment and promote policies for the inclusion of people with disabilities through sport, education and research. The mural was unveiled by IPC President Andrew Parsons, Milano Cortina 2026 President Giovanni Malago and UNESCO Social Policies Director Gustavo Marino. Cortina Cum Olimpia returns from Casa Veneto. The radio format, Cortina Cum Olimpia, returns from Casa Veneto in Cortina d'Ampezzo. The program is a radio production created by Biagio Giannone for Radio Club 103 in Radio Pew. Brand identity and social media strategy are curated by Mimu, led by Martina Gennari, while video press is handled by Daniele Dalvert. The program also includes a news bulletin in English. Tune in every day at 12:15 from the spaces made available by the Veneto region and director Giuliano Vantaghi.
Weather forecast for the Dolomites area.
General evolution. High pressure and stable weather at least through Sunday. Temperatures will rise slightly, especially the daily highs on Thursday, before easing off from Sunday onwards.
Milan Cortina represents not only Italy's return to the international winter scene, but also a demonstration of how our country continues to play a leading role in celebrating and promoting the noblest values of global sport.
Towards the major events of 2026.